The types of oil and gas companies that would benefit from state tax credits would change under a bill the House Rules Committee unveiled yesterday. Governor Bill Walker says he's concerned about these changes. The bill also received a cool reception from industry, but it may be the best chance to resolve one of the thorniest issues facing the state. APRN's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Governor Walker says he likes that there's been movement in the legislature on oil and gas taxes, but he's concerned about some of the bill's contents.
You know, we don't want to be in a situation where we're pitting one, you know, producers against the independents, those that are coming in on the exploration side.
The bill would phase out a type of tax credit based on net operating losses. In addition, the bill scales back oil and gas tax credits at a slower pace than Walker has proposed.
The longer we put this off, the longer we stay in this period of deficit spending and whatnot. So that's a concern I have.
While Walker would like to see the tax credit scaled back quicker, that doesn't mean the bill satisfies industry's concerns. Alaska Oil and Gas Association President and CEO Kara Moriarty says scaling back tax credits will discourage oil and gas companies from investing in the state.
If the state of Alaska changes the policy, we will respond accordingly.
Moriarty has said that an earlier version of the bill would particularly harm investment in Cook Inlet. The new version also would eliminate tax credits in Cook Inlet, but at a slower pace than the Senate bill, which Moriarty described as a nuclear bomb.
The House Rules version, it's still a bomb, may not be nuclear, if you will.
Oil and gas industry expert Larry Persily says the criticism coming from both Walker and the industry reflects the issue's contentiousness. Persily is an advisor to Kenai Peninsula Borough.
There's clearly an attempt to try to find enough votes because there's not enough votes for any plan at the moment. And clearly not enough votes for this one either.
The governor's bill would save the state up to $720 million more than the House Rules version over the next 2 years. Walker says that if the oil and gas tax bill doesn't include these savings, the state would have to come up with the savings somewhere else. Persily says the differences over the oil and gas tax issue are predictable.
Getting into oil taxes, whether it's credits or tax rates or minimums or deductions, you know, that is the big battle in Alaska.
Walker's fiscal plan and the current bills either passed or being considered by the legislature are nearly $1 billion apart this year. Considering the governor and the legislature's majorities remain far apart on an income tax and other tax increases, it doesn't look like the session will end anytime soon. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.